Testing. Is this working? I think it is working. Long story short, I got a little microphone set up. So these podcasts are about to be way better quality than what they were, which is very exciting. And if I talk like this, you can't really hear me, but if this is so fun. Okay. Anyways, welcome back to the podcast, Nina's Drive. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that your day is going great or your morning, depending what time you're listening to this. And today I wanted to cover more of the reflection of self-perception of the world type of topic-ish. So how it led to this is my mom sent me the book, Ask and It Is Given, Learning to Manifest Your Desires by Esther and Jerry Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham. And it's a foreword by Dr. Wayne and W. Dyer. I'm reading the cover right now. Anyways, I know you didn't come to this to listen to a book report. So basically, the one sticky note that she has in the front, I'm reading it right now, kind of inspired this topic. It has a lot to say on it, but one sentence in specific that she wrote here is give what you want to receive. It's the energetic exchange type of thing. Everything is an energetic exchange. So, same way, if you stop to think about the people in your life or your life itself, it kind of is a reflection of you, of yourself, like of what you think, right? So for example, your dad isn't, in your eyes, is right, he's not what he thinks of himself in your eyes. He's what you think of him, and what you think of him is always going to be a little self projection of what you think of yourself. So everyone you meet around you, every personality, every character in your life, it's literally a direct reflection of you, of what how you perceive them. So that's why when someone does something that isn't so them, it's not that it isn't so them, it's that it isn't so the idea you had of them. And it can be toxic, and some people can be like, okay, this is actually exactly what I think of you, and this is the idea. Like, some people are fixated on the idea of an actual person rather than an actual person, because it's hard for these people to understand and to cope with the thought of them not being in control of the actual person's personality and brain, because at the end of the day, no one has access to your brain. It's just you. Like, the way you think of yourself, I guarantee you, is not exactly precisely the way that other people think of you. It quite literally is a direct reflection of oneself, of how you perceive other people. Yeah, so basically, give what you want to receive, because everything in life, this is just one small thing that is an energetic exchange. Everything in the universe is just an exchange of something. It's a boomerang. It's a trading system. It's like just an exchange, energetic exchange. So if you show up with good energy to something, if you give out the good energy, I guarantee you're going to get it back. Not only because that's literally how the law of, is that some law? It works like that. That is how it works. But also because now that you're in that headspace already of giving abundance. And then you're going to receive in abundance rather than scarcity mindset. Like, for example, I started complimenting people every day because I find that it makes me happy to see their happiness. And I'm giving out joy, therefore, I'm going to receive joy in another way that is best suited for what I need that day. And it's just small little habits that you can establish into your life. You literally should exchange into the universe what you want to receive back. Try it out for a couple of days. Literally, nothing hurts by trying. Nothing hurts by giving out a compliment, by hugging someone, by telling your friends you love them. Like, nothing hurts. What could go wrong? The worst thing that could go wrong is the person doesn't hear you when you compliment them, or they just keep walking. But that's like, literally, nobody reacts like that unless maybe they didn't understand you. Or if you tell your friends you love them, they'll probably say love you back or just like laugh. Like, what's the worst thing that could happen by being nice, by being a genuine, nice, authentic, loving human, because at the end of the day, we're all here to just exchange love. Like, that's literally the purpose of humanity in a way. Yeah, so give positivity, give love, receive that back. Simple. Another point that kind of leads on from this is another sentence that I'm reading here that my mom wrote. And it says, only what you have not given can be lacking in any situation, which kind of feeds off of the previous one that we were talking about. Yeah, only what you have not given in any situation, that's the only thing that could possibly be lacking, because the world is, what is that saying? Your oyster? The world is, don't even limit it to an oyster. The world is you. You are the world. Every particle in you is the world. You are the world. And so you can create anything. We are the creators. We work with the creators. Like, we create as we go. We are creators. Humans are creators. Humanity in a collective. And so it's easier once you get this feeling of positivity and abundance in your life to create stuff, because everything is built off of feeling. And I say this as very detached as possible. I am not the most, how's it? Dominant functions. So I took an MBTI test, and I don't have many dominant functions in the feeling side of it. But I've learned that the world kind of runs off of feeling. People often make decisions based off of their emotions and their feelings, which isn't the wisest thing sometimes. But human interactions, mostly feelings. Decisions, mostly feelings. Companies, not feelings anymore, not franchises, but like, they started off of feelings. Maybe the founder of Trader Joe's had a love for trading. Oh, yeah, moral of the story, everything starts off with feelings, okay? So, yeah, let's go back to that sentence. Only what you have not given. Yeah, so if you haven't given love, or if you haven't given positivity, you might not get it back. And then you'll get upset that you're not getting it back, that you're not receiving it, because you're not giving it. And it's so simple, but it's so, like, we forget. And then it feels like you're swimming against a current for literally just existing. Like, life feels forced. You know, those days where you wake up and it's like, this is not what's meant to be happening right now. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be doing this. I'm not supposed to be blah, blah, blah. It's because it's forced. You're not going with the flow, or you're just like expecting something that you haven't already given out into the universe, or you haven't even asked for it. How is the universe gonna know that you want it, you know? Like, if you haven't put those words out there, how do you plan on receiving it? Yeah, ask and you shall receive. Everything is about asking and giving. That's kind of the formula, the secret formula to receiving what you want in life. Ask and it shall be given, and you give yourself as well. Like, give pieces of positivity, pieces of joy and happiness, be the sunshine in someone's day, be the love in someone else's day. If someone needs a hug, give them a hug. If someone needs a little pep talk or some like high five, even, I don't know, you know, like, nobody really needs high fives any day nowadays. It's just, life is literally the energetic exchange of love. So what you put out there, our perception of ourselves is so powerful that it can alter the day-to-day life, the people in your life, your own brain, your own decisions, and the way you think about things. And that's also, like, if you can tell with lack of communication situations, when there's a lack of communication in some sort of plans, the other person might sound dry, even though they're not, but there's nothing to be said. In specific, I hope this is making sense, but in specific, if your friend writes, let's go get drinks, and you'll say, yeah, I'm down, but then they don't respond because there's nothing to say, this is just a lack of communication. It doesn't seem like they're mad, but to you, in your perspective, it seems like they're mad. And then you kind of build off a whole fake story, side story in your head that they're mad at you when nothing's wrong at all. It's just a lack of communication. So apply this scenario into your daily life. And Pretend that the other person isn't the other person, but it's the universe, okay? So if there's a lack of communication, you're not giving much, you're not receiving much. Does that make sense? If there's not an exchange of communication, of words, of explanation, of love, of gratitude, of abundance daily, what do you expect to receive if you're not putting this out there already? Or if you're not vocalizing, hey, universe, I would love a new coffee machine. If you're not saying that, maybe you could. I'm not, yeah, I'm still learning. But the easiest way that personally has worked for not just me, but many people in my life, and we've already discussed this and all of that, is by communicating and by exchanging peaceful words, gratitude, and love, like genuine love for things. Even if it's just by yourself, take out a piece of paper and write a love list. I did this a lot in February. Just started my day off with coffee, which I love, and sat down with paper and a pencil, and I wrote love at the top, and then I wrote down deep to shallow things, like every single little aspect in my life, stuff that I loved, my family, the ability to communicate. That's why I'm grateful for social media and stuff like that, because I can communicate with long distance friendships and family. I love that stuff. Also love Childish Gambino and Frank Ocean and The Weeknd, like feelings. It's just clarifying those feelings that really set you up towards mental success and comfort. So I hope that this all made sense, and I hope that I made sense when I try to explain these thoughts, but this is basically just the exchange of the human experience and communication. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll call you back next time. Bye.